will have short timers too, because it's a good information resource here. It's not easy to get everything in the first time. ICANN is a big sphere as far as the conferences goes, in their length, scheduling, context. So bear with us. Right, that was my welcome to you first. And I'll just go through the logistics first shortly. We have interpreters in the room. The main language of the presentations will be English. However, if you prefer to listen the content as we speak in Spanish and French, you can wear the headsets which are placed at the table over there. And that will be true for most of the sessions throughout the week. We may even have more languages in the booth. This time here, this is the first day, and we had a logistical issue, so we have two. We may have more in the further on during the week. If you can put your mobiles on silence, that will really help. It can be quite a distraction for everybody, presenters and those ones who are following the sessions. We want this to be the whole day, all the sessions, to be interactive. So you see two mics already in the corridors. That's for you. Whenever you feel like you want to ask a question, please approach the mics and be free raising your question. However, we also, as the presenters, are very tuned to make this interactive. So we allow time at the end of each session for some Q&A part. So you may also, you know, save your question and wait till the end and then raise it. It depends on how you want to do it. We may also say, well, I'll get to that, so let's cover that at the end. Right, again, why are you here? What am I doing here? What are you doing here? This is the part of the newcomers program. So if you have dropped by the registration today, you should have been noted of the newcomers lounge and these sessions and gotten the green extra on your badges. I just want to make an announcement about that green bit, because we sometimes receive questions about it. It is for you. If you want to keep it, keep it. If you don't like it, take it off. Why we provide it for you as an option, it makes you recognize as you walk through the conference, telling all the others, all these, let's say, that you're new and you're allowed to ask questions, obviously, and they have to bear in mind the level of detail they may want to provide you, because you may not get everything in a short answer. And that applies both to staff, the board members, and also the community members, more experienced community members. So it's up to you. If you don't like it, you can basically take it off. But we advise and we receive a lot of good feedback about it, because it also creates a nice network among you guys as the first timers of ICANN 45. And those relations network put together, let's say, often survives the meeting, and it continues as you come to another ICANN meeting or you have your roads crossed in other environments, because we all obviously work in an environment related to internet. So it's up to you. What we are going to do today here is this is the newcomers' tracks. So we have a lunch for you. Next to the registration desk. You can go there, ask questions. We have a staff member and a community member and the fellowship alumni helping out with the lounge. They're going to be there from Saturday. They were there Saturday. Today is Sunday. And they will be still there until Wednesday. You can drop by anytime you want. You can also use the area to meet each other as a meeting point. It's all allowed. And here, what we are doing is the newcomers' tracks to provide you a starting point for you guys. This is all a bit coming from personal experience, and I quite like the story of it. It will tell you probably how you may be feeling already. In 2009, in Seoul, it was my first ICANN meeting. And I have a history of you know, internet and community capacity building issues. I've been working, I don't want to reveal my age, but I've been there for a while. So it wasn't like I didn't know what ICANN is or what ICANN community was doing. I was working for an RAR, regional internet registry at the time. But it was still my first ICANN meeting, and I stood there. It was a huge meeting in a beautiful Seoul, and in the corridor there was these crowds of people passing by and getting into meetings and some coming out, and I was holding the agenda trying to make sense of all these, you know, little shortcuts called GNSO or CCNSO. I'm trying, like, what does that mean? It is hard. So this is why we are here. This is why we want to talk to you. We want to onboard you effectively, and we want to make sure that you get something out of this week, that you don't feel alone, and you know where to go to get information, okay? Some of the things you may already know, and some of the sessions we will do today might be a bit, you know, too much detail for you, but we need to balance that out. So bear with us again. This is our aim, to mentor and guide you and provide you the satisfying information so you will, again, hopefully come back, because we want you to be part of ICANN community already starting from your first meeting. So what do we have today as the agenda? These sessions will be all in this room, okay? So you don't have any excuse of getting lost or something. I'm not going to buy that. But we will have a break. The first part, from 10:30 to 12, we will go through introduction to ICANN multi-stakeholder model. We will continue with policy development at ICANN. I will have our ombudsman speaking about his role. It's a very interesting role, independent role over there. And we will conclude the morning part with a refresher of what's ahead. What are the sessions and where are the information hubs for you for the week coming ahead. Then we will have a break, and in the afternoon, which will run from 2 to 5:30, we will have ICANN engagement tools. So what kind of tools for you do we have? Like, we talk about this community, how do we interact really in reality? Introduction to registries and registrars. They are very important components of internet, obviously, and they are part of the ICANN community and this discussion fora where policies are developed. So we will have a look at them. Recent developments in domain name space. We will talk a bit about the new GTLDs that are coming up, as you all may be very, very aware of, and contractual compliance at ICANN. Now, I'll start with my introduction to ICANN multi-stakeholder model, and I'll try to be aware of time, but I think we are doing okay. So, I mean, internet is not that new, obviously. It's a technology that has been over there for four decades now, pretty well. But it started small, as you may all recall. It was between in an academic environment mostly, where it was groomed and grown, and then it moved a long way until now. First, it was, you know, used in small communities. Now we are dealing with more on the level of it is in our lives. So, again, personal experience, about a decade ago, when I was trying to show how cool this internet thing is in my own region, we were going out for trainings. And I remember telling people, look, this is an email. This is a website. This is how you can use it. And this is how you can, you know, advertise your business or put your ideas further. You can reach out as a tool to get to people. And I was getting like, oh, email? Really? Why would I send an email? I have a fax. Right. Why would I have a web page? Because I have leaflets to advertise my business. But now, think about it. Do you take any business seriously without a website today? If you Google them and you can't find anything, them, they are off, right? So this thing has grown a lot. And this is now a utility, more than an elite technology, maybe. We pay our bills over the internet. We, you know, do our bookings, buy theater tickets. It's all out there. So this slide is to just to show you some numbers. In December 2011, domain name registry, they publish a report, yearly report, and this is this came out in March 2012. And we are looking at 225 million domain names by then. And this is like 10 months ago. So this has grown up a lot, and all of us are part of this now. And then there comes a question, who is in charge? Well, there is now one governed, one single group. That's the beauty of it. When we talk about ICANN multi-stakeholder model, we go back to thinking about a distributed system as a governance model. And this means there are several actors in this whole picture. It's not one group or one single body who sets the rules out there. And this is what we mean with multi-stakeholder model. It is not maybe, it's not even specific to ICANN, but ICANN prefers to use that model in its decision-making processes together with its community. And what is ICANN community? Whoever wants to be honest with you. You are part of ICANN community at the moment, as far as I'm concerned, because you showed an interest and we are interacting now. This is how it works. When you look at the ecosystem, more on the organizational level, taking it out further from you as an individual, you see all these organizations. ICANN is one of them, but you have the RIRs, regional internet registries, where they talk about, look at more specifically on the registration of IP numbers, internet protocol numbers, which is another pillar of internet infrastructure. And then you see IETF, who is a technical body where they make really the recommendations and the layout of that infrastructure. RIRs and ICANN follow IETF's instructions in terms of their implementations in various issues. So it's not one thing. But this is the whole ecosystem, and all these are, again, part of the multi-stakeholder model that we are talking about. Let's talk about its principles and what it's about, really. It's a unique form of governance. I mean, not having one single body is obviously an interesting concept, and how this really works. It really works on interaction. It really works on dialogue. It really works on global reach and having a perspective on that outlook. One very important part of it is always considering the bottom-up decision-making processes. So it's not ICANN board who thinks like, oh, this is a good idea. Let's put it in place, and it goes down like this. But it comes from the bottom, where people and communities and all these people of the multi-stakeholder model, which we will discuss now, active participants, they come up with ideas and they bring the issues for attention most of the time, and they bring it up like, okay, this needs fixing or this will be good if we also work on this. And after some discussion and certain processes take place, only then these decisions are put in place. And there comes the ICANN board who puts them in implementation, in the simplest words. Excuse me. So this provides us a decentralized control over the whole governance issue, really, and it really is based on the inclusive and participative processes. So if you're not there, really, these are not going to happen. The main bottom line is come and join and make yourselves heard. Otherwise, there will be some other person saying what you may be saying, or you may be disagreeing. Do you want to put your counter-argument out there before something comes a reality to you? This is really the real question here. So within this system, the other very main point is this kind of attention is given to the voices of the community as much as the powers of voices of power. When you think about this, it's interesting because ICANN processes at the moment is open for both individual and organizational voices. Some groups, they like to come together, have a unified consensus reached statement or perspective to be put through for a situation, you know, for a problem or a proposal, while some individuals prefer to contribute individually. So it is really open up there, and it is a choice to go and say something or not to say something. But attention is going to be there for you. So what is ICANN? Coming back as an organization, it is the full name. I wonder if you got that before coming here. People, you know, we all say ICANN, but what is it in full? Internet Corporation for Assigned Names and Numbers. It's a global multi-stakeholder organization, and we coordinate the internet system of unique identifiers, which are IP protocol numbers to some extent and autonomous system numbers. We do this coordination together with the regional internet registries. And domain names, as you know, biggest part of ICANN's workplace, and protocol port and parameter numbers, which is a coordination activity together with IETF. I'm not going to get into the details of that. There is obviously DNS in the middle of it and the DNS root name server system. What is interesting about these all technical functions, we are performing these technical functions, fine. ICANN is doing that. But how we are doing it is with the community. So how we do it, how we perform all these are coming through the policy development process, which I'm talking about, having a multi-stakeholder model and having a dialogue and discussion environment. So in that regard, we also facilitate this dialogue and discussion environment, which we call the ICANN Fora. That is mainly facilitating the multi-stakeholder model, making sure that the decisions are made from coming from bottom-up processes, making sure that we have the mechanisms in place so that you're able to discuss, come together. That requires some structure. We will go through all those together during the day. And so, again, the principles of this model, we are talking about universality here. ICANN is a global organization. It's speaking to the planet. So we got to be universal. It's out there, you know, we are there for everybody. That requires the inclusiveness and transparency. Now, inclusiveness and transparency are very important principles of this whole system. You may be inclusive of everything, but if you are not transparent enough, if it is not out there, who is involved and to what extent you were being inclusive, you can never tell. So they go well together. We have a responsibility to be able to telling everybody that we listened to everybody and everybody had the option to be able to go out and say what they needed to say. So this kind of environment basically gives the opportunity for everyone to influence the agenda. You're out there, you're here, nobody's stopping you to come and say what you think at the mic. This is quite a unique process, as you may imagine, in this kind of discussion environments and where there's some governance issues. So, going forward, how does it really work? It's all fine, yeah, it's inclusive, I can say what I need, there are two mics here, but how does it work? I talked about some structure, and this is where things got to get a bit more detailed. We will be talking about this picture over and over again during the day. Don't worry. And you will see versions of this. We all have different ways of showing this picture to you. It mainly shows how the ICANN is structured in those groups. The groups are coming from certain interests. So GTLD issues, GNSO, generic name system people, so domain names people, they have their own group over there talking about these issues. There is the CCTLDs, country top-level domains. They have their own, you know, a little. Their area requires some extra detail that the generic domain name people may not require, so they have their own space to discuss their own issues. We have ASO, Address Support Organization. Remember, I talked about IP resources, IP addresses and AS numbers. They're also part of the coordination. They're holding that angle. And all this, these are the supporting organizations. Then you have the advisory committees. We have GAC. Governments are an important integral of today's internet. Look, they are there. They have certain perspectives to be represented in this picture. So they have their group going on there. Root server system advisory group. This is a technical group looking at the root management issues and making necessary recommendations when it is necessary. Security and stability advisory committee. Again, DNS comes with a security. There are always security issues. You will be hearing about DNSSEC deployment and all. So this group is really focusing on that security issue. If you're a technical person, this might be the place for you to go and be in the rooms where they're discussing their issues. And then we have at-large advisory committees. This is really the end users of internet. Generic perspective, end users. If you don't relate to anything, any of these so far, GTLDs or CCTLDs, or you're not interested in security, you may be really internet. You may be very interested in how internet users are represented in the system through ALAC. So this is the home for them. We will be talking about all this, but in the middle of this, again, the interaction goes through ICANN Board of Directors. They are part of the internet ecosystem, too. We all work together. And in fact, we are missing here the ICANN staff, too, I believe. We should be added there. So, bottom-up decision-making processes. This is really the heart of this thing, how can you get involved? How can you go to those mics where and say what you need to say? And to be able to say what you need to say, first you need to be aware of, right? You need to be aware of what the issues are at the table. Why are they issues? How maybe it came as a historically at this table? All these are done through working groups and task forces. We will get into those details. Don't worry about them. But you will be hearing. That's why I'm dropping the words already. This certain working group is working on a specific issue, and then there is this task force working on this. And we have in the middle the public comment periods. I will touch upon that later. This is the final decision mechanism before it really something is implemented. We will go through these all. But I'll just give you one small example, real-life example, so that you can start putting the pieces together a little bit, and then I will leave it to our next speakers. New GTLDs. I am sure you heard about this. This issue was raised quite a while ago, actually, in 2004, by the GNSO, generic name domain name people, let's say, they decided to initiate a PDP on the issue. The main question was, why do we have so limited number of generic names? Why are we limited to .com, .net, and a few more, maybe a dozen of them? Then it was increased, but it was still limited. Why is that? And then after some policy discussions among themselves through working groups and task force, through 2004, 5, and 7, there came the initial policy recommendations, and these were adopted by the GNSO Council within their own group, which meant that they could send these recommendations as a unified, agreed-on, consensus-reached idea to the ICANN board for implementation. So they received it, and since then, they've been working on that together with remember what I've just said about multi-stakeholder model, just drop by the newcomer's lounge. We have balls there, little balls as giveaways. They're sweet, soft balls. If you get stressed, you can, take it off your system. And we also have tickets for a social event tonight, first come, first serve. So please go drop by. It's an ALAC event. You may want to meet new people. So drop by and get your tickets. Now, before I move on to my next speaker, Rob Hoggard, my policy colleague, I just want to give the mic to Bertrand here, de la Chapelle, our board member, who's been in this multi-stakeholder process and the ecosystem for a while. So he's the living example to say a few words about that. Thank you, Bertrand.
Thanks, Felice. Good morning, everybody. My name is Bertrand de la Chapelle. I come from France. I used to be, a few years ago, the representative for the French government, the thematic ambassador for information society, and a member of the GAC. And I followed also internet governance processes during the previous years, during the so-called World Summit on the Information Society. Some of you may have heard of it, between 2002 to 2005, as a member of civil society. So I've been a diplomat, I've been in civil society, I've been in business as well. And I've followed ICANN activities since 2006, basically. And I joined the board, elected by the nominating committee in 2010. I'm very happy that Phyllis gave me just a couple of minutes. First of all, to say very warmly welcome to all of you. ICANN's new CEO, Fadi Shehadi, is using an expression that I think reflects very much what we all want to do. It says that ICANN is an oasis, as the place where all the different people who are interested in the well-being of the internet and of how it is used can come together to discuss and establish their common rules. I hope you will feel at home. I hope you will feel that the discussions that you have with other people, that the discussions that you participate in and you will contribute in, will trigger your interest. Policymaking is a very exciting stuff. And what I personally love about ICANN and the internet governance in general is that instead of having to go through the hoops of becoming part of a national administration or an elected representative or a civil servant, which I did, you can come and participate in policymaking directly at the global level. And it is hard sometimes. It requires, in particular, to listen to what others say, try to put yourself in the shoes of others, discover people that really have very different mindsets and different reference points. And it is the exchange and the interaction between those people that makes, or that make, ICANN worthwhile. I hope you will enjoy this. Consider that this is a tool. ICANN's mandate and ICANN's remit is limited. It's just a thin layer. It doesn't deal with content. It doesn't deal with the internet infrastructure. There are other organizations that deal with this. ICANN is involved exclusively in the naming and numbering system. However, this has a lot of impacts on how people use it, and the decisions that are being made have long-ranging consequences. This is what distinguishes policy from business decisions or advocacy. When you have a business, you make a decision, it impacts basically your company, your customers potentially, but you make a mistake or you do some good thing, it's for you or for the people who are really interacting with you. If you're in an advocacy group, you can push a position. And even if it has consequences for others, if it has good consequences for your group, it's fair. You have to push it. When you participate in a policymaking process, you need, and it's what is fascinating, it's not a burden. I want to share that it is what the good part is. You have to take into account not only the impact on others, but also the long-term consequences, the so-called unintended consequences. This is the hard part of policy, And to be honest, there are not that many places around the world that deal globally with issues that have an impact indirectly on the everyday life of that many people. Some of you may be coming through ALAC, the at-large. Sorry, not ALAC, at-large. Some of you may be coming through business groups, GNSO, some through the CCNSO. This is a one whole single community that is dealing with different topics. And ICANN as a whole, as Phyllis was saying, is, although the board is seated in the middle of the slide that she was presenting, ICANN as a whole is basically accomplishing very few functions that I would summarize in the following way. It manages databases that are authoritative. It's a steward of just very high-level phone books. The root server system is the authoritative phone book of phone books of phone books for the internet. And that's a technical function that is done by some of the administrative staff or some of the staff directly. There's another function which is for the domain name system, GTLDs, the allocation of this resource, which is the top-level domains. And if I may use a personal analogy, I call that the semantic spectrum. Just like in telecommunications, you allocate wireless spectrum, and some bands that are useful and some bands are not useful, some are public, some are not. In the domain name system, you have words. And some of those words are interesting to use, and some are relatively less interesting to use. You may have noticed that in the candidates for new GTLDs, there are very few 47-letter words with no specific meaning. Most of them are short words with a meaning. And who should manage those TLDs is a sort of quasi-regulatory function, which is trying to make it as fair and as equitable as possible. The other function is to facilitate the development of policies regarding those elements. There's a part of implementation, but the development of policy is important, and this is where the whole community comes into play. So policy development, policy implementation, the notary function, and there's another one that is important as well, which is to ensure that the rules that we have collectively developed, and when I say we, it's not the board, it's the community validated by many steps, that these rules are respected and enforced, and this is the part that is related to compliance. And so think of ICANN as a multifaceted tool that allows the whole community of internet users and stakeholders, the companies, the governments, the operators, the citizens, to come together and discuss and establish their common rules. Each of you, and again, you are highly welcome, each of you can play as big a part as you want in this. Some of you will come once in a while, even following remotely some activities. And some of you, in the course of the years, will grow into the system because you will like it, you will want to contribute, and you will be respected by your peers who will designate you for one position or the other. It can be as chairs of participants in working groups. It can be in the councils, ultimately on the board. It can be an ALAC through many mechanisms. I don't want to get into details. What I just wanted to say today is you are getting in a group that is welcoming you, and we hope that you will take pleasure in contributing in something that is basically policy making for the global public interest. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bertrand, for the insight. And you see, this is a board member who used to be a newcomer once, I bet. So go there. You know, this is one of those things that you will be the decision maker how much you want to be involved here. So. That's a good one, yeah. All right, so thank you again. See you later. I have here as the next speaker Rob Hoggard. He's a senior policy team member. Your function is now senior policy director. Right. So we'll have him to give you an update about what the policy issues are going to be, mainly a week ahead, right, this ICANN meeting, as well as covering some initial basic information, how these groups are working and how you can get involved. So that's pretty much very important. Rob will be telling you, okay, if you're interested in this, go talk to these people, right?
And you're going to have me sit in your chair, right?
No, I'll leave your chair here now, okay. In a minute.